Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200. Sick of procurement bottlenecks? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement, so your business keeps moving and growing. Score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Go to bill.com/procurement200. bill.com/procurement200. Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer is with us, and we are talking Koberger. And this is one that we have been talking about, you and me, since very early on when you started turning over a lot of stones on this and digging and digging, and it's been the endless rabbit hole. We're talking about Papa Roger, the online persona that may possibly be Brian Koberger taunting the public about the murders prior to him being caught. When no one knew who the murderer was. It was a good month of that. If you look all the way back, there was that manhunt out trying to figure out who had that white Elantra, but there was this man online, Papa Roger, on a lot of the groups discussing the case with information that was beyond the scope of what the public knew about. And a lot of it later proven to be actually true about the crime scene. I know you continue to dig on this. What's the latest?
Gosh, it's become Papa Roger Gate. I mean, something that I started looking at because I found it very interesting. Mm-hmm. And I know if I were an agent and were on this case, once the big ticket items were resolved in terms of the evidence, I would have been scouring social media to see if he had a footprint, to see if he was toying with people, to see if he was dangling the carrot of his deed. And that's how this all started.
Yeah.
Started looking at that and posting about the different carrots that I saw could be applied to him. So anyway, all that being said, the Papa Roger, where I'm at. So I'm still doing a little bit of a deep dive as I have time. And, you know, there's a lot of several individuals, that are helping with that deep dive that are incredible sleuths that I trust. There's only about a handful, but they're great. And they're also looking. And there were two posts that were unrelated to the Idaho murders. Mm-hmm. specifically one that involved a school board in Indiana and another one that involved California politics.
Okay.
So we're going through there to see what links we can find. We are red hot on the Indiana one, but not enough where I can 100% say the minute I get it, I'm going to tweet it out because I think we're going to make that connection. And then there were a couple of other things. For instance, when he posted on his profile where it says him or her,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know that in Facebook, it refers to her, her profile, I think. So that's another thing that kind of has me thrown. But mm-hmm. I do think he throws out red herrings.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy. Just watch the traffic stop, both the one that most of us had seen before Dateline mm-hmm. and then the Dateline version, because it, if you add them both together, it sort of shows the whole stop. Watch his mind work, mm-hmm. all of the excuses, even as he says, well, you saw the guy was going to let me go, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, make the left-hand turn, the oncoming traffic was going to stop, and the police officer says, no.
Yeah.
You know, but the convincing, the way he thinks on the spot quickly as to reasons and excuses. I know it's about a left-hand turn. I know it was a, you know, a piddly stop, if you will. But still, a lot of people have wrecks that way. But in any event, to me, I love studying him. Those
yeah.
three car stops are very interesting.
It is. It's very telling watching his body language and just the tone of his voice and the way he delivers his message, because it is very much that of a very confident narcissist. It's certainly, I think, probably the easiest way of kind of describing it, of just, look, I'm right. Here's why I'm right. I thank you for your time for coming over here and let me know. But, you know, as you understand, I'm clearly in the right here and you're wrong. Obviously, completely paraphrasing, but that's how it felt with the way that he was speaking to the officer.
Right. And how about in the car stop, the way he speaks to his father?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Almost like a child. Like it felt like kind of a, you know, like, let's get this guy under control because he's saying things that I don't want. Very much trying to control the narrative.
Yes. Controlling. And that's why, and I guess we'll find out, you know, why he stood silent. Again, mm-hmm. there's been others to do this too. And
yep.
this is partially a reason, I think. I don't know if you know this, but Dennis Rader, BTK, mm-hmm. also stood silent.
He did. And another thing that I want to say about BTK, I actually lived in Wichita for 10 years. I got there right after he made his confession and all that. So BTK had been in the DNA of that city for almost 30 years of the torment that went on, and when he went silent and then he came back. He also was an individual. If Papa Roger is in fact Brian Koberger taunting people through social media, BTK did something somewhat similar. Obviously social media didn't exist back then, but it was through the local newspaper. It was more so towards the time of his arrest where he was going back and forth with the police, but he was using a public forum as well to kind of communicate in a sort of red herring way until he actually did get caught, because he believed what the police had told him, that no, we can't trace you from a floppy disk.
Absolutely. I too am from Wichita.
Oh, really?
About 5 miles from where he lived. And
okay.
I lived there during, of all of that. In fact, we went to the same college and studied the same degree.
Oh my goodness.
It's BTK certainly is somebody that, you know, very familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some similarities, I think, in part because, Brian Koberger studied under Dr. Ramsland.
Mm-hmm.
She made him read her book about BTK.
Mm-hmm.
And although I think they have two completely different motives,
mm-hmm.
Sexual gratification was BTK's. Brian Koberger, I believe, is loathing of what he couldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have sex with these individuals. This was about a retribution. Very different from the motive, but yet the surveilling, the stalking, the standing your ground, the taunting, possibly if Pop is really BTK. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all just so interesting to me. My jury's still out on Papa, back to your question.
Yeah.
But my needle is certainly pointing toward that direction.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition. You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer, as always, a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much for your insight throughout the week on the Koberger case. Greatly appreciate that. If you guys like the program, you want access to all of our episodes ad-free and all of our podcasts ad-free, there's far more than this one. Then become a supporter of the True Crime Today family. Just go to Apple Podcasts and become a premium subscriber. There you'll see all of our shows and access to all of them as well. Commercial free when you sign up. Do check that out. We do greatly appreciate that support. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.